It was supposed to be the start of a beautiful relationship, but somebody screwed it all up. Second Date Update right now with John, Jay, and Rich.
It's John, Jay, and Rich. It's time for Second Date Update. Let's say hello to Nolan. Hello, Nolan.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. So, Second Date Update. You went on a date with someone. I want you to tell us, please, how you met this person. Tell us about the date. And we understand that they're not getting back to you, so we want to find out a little bit more about that. And then we're going to call them and get their version of the story. So, welcome to our show, Nolan. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yes, yes, of course.
I went out with this girl, Allison. I met her through a mutual friend of ours. And, I mean, it was a truly fantastic date. Like, had great dinner, had drinks. She wound up actually going back to my place, which, you know, that's as good as it can get. We didn't hook up, but we wound up having, like, a pretty long conversation, and it just felt nice to be comfortable with someone and, yeah, to be intimate like that and talk about things that were pretty deep, you know?
You know, when you say she went back to my place and that's about as good as it can get, and then you say, we just talked all night. I don't think that's a good idea. Yeah. I think it can get a lot more gooder.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was nice knowing that she felt comfortable enough with me to do that.
So you go back to your place, you're talking all night, there's chemistry. Then how does it end? Does she just go, oh, geez, look at the time, I got to go? Does she spend the night and leave in the morning? How does the goodbye happen?
No, she left that night. But, I mean, she was over for a while. It was a few hours.
Were you guys flirty? Was there any sort of, like, physical touch happening? Like, maybe, like, hands sort of briskly rubbing?
Yeah. I mean, we, you know, got close to each other. Like I said, we didn't hook up. We got close and really got to know each other.
Hmm. Did you reveal anything that may make her not want to see you again?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you said you talked about some really intimate things, like that one time I killed a guy, and then now she's an accessory to murder?
No, I mean, we talked about our family and stuff, but I don't think I mentioned anything that would warrant her not seeing me again.
I mean, you had to mention something, because if she was excited as you were, I would imagine that you would get the reach out back. The non-reach out is a very loud message of thanks, but no thanks.
In hopes for a reach around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, there is a concern. I haven't heard from her.
And when was this?
A little less than a week ago.
Okay, and then have you texted and just no response at all? Or is there, like, she's kind of blowing you off with responses?
No response.
Ooh. Yeah, that's
allowed. I wonder if you asked her something that, like, just stepped on her toes. Like, maybe she didn't feel comfortable enough to say it. Because I know I've been in certain situations sometimes. And, like, if before I was dating my boyfriend, if a guy was trying to talk to me and, like, almost try to get to know me too much, I was like, what are you up to? Why do you want to know so much about me? So I'm curious if maybe you were, like, prying a little bit and it pushed her away.
I mean, I hope not.
I just think asking everyone's social security number is normal.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Maybe you ask for a credit card number.
If you think about what's going on in the world, so if you're sitting there getting deep and you're on the sofa talking, getting deep, you got politics, you got all the stuff. I know, but if you got into that and maybe he said some things that she's like, whoa, hey, man, I don't believe in that, or I do believe in that. And did you guys get any of that stuff?
We didn't get political.
Okay, good. Well, then you're not leading us down any kind of path, so we'll just have to call her and ask her.
Yeah, I mean, she went back to your place, and there was no, I mean, you talked. She was probably waiting for you to make a move, and maybe you didn't make a move.
I mean, maybe.
Well, we'll see.
I don't know.
Okay, again, you guys met through friends, right? That's
mutual friends.
All right, so hold on the line, Nolan. We will get Allison on the phone, and we're going to find out, get her point of view. Sound good?
Awesome, thank you.
Because your goal here is to see her again, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Hang tight. Second Date Update continues next with John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, we're in the middle of the Second Date Update. You got Nolan, who met Allison through some mutual friends. They went out on a date. They ended up back at his house for a long time, and they got deep, deep into conversation. That would be the intimate part, the conversation. They didn't kiss. They didn't get whatever. They didn't get naked. Nothing sexual happened. right, Nolan? It was just deep conversation about family, about life, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And since then, you've reached out to her, and what happened? You get no text back, or what do you get, like a thumbs up?
No, not even that. I just haven't gotten any reply.
Hmm. All right, so we're going to get her on the phone and find out what's going on. What's up with her? And she got back with an ex.
Hello?
Hi, is this Allison?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Peyton with John, Jay, and Rich. We just wanted to talk to you on the radio really quickly, if that's okay.
Sure.
Allison, we were talking to a guy, a very nice guy, and he was telling us about a date he went on with a very nice woman. That woman is you.
Oh, mm-hmm.
He said the day went great, and you guys talked all night, and he wants to see you again, but he says he's been reaching out to you, and you're not getting back to him. So he came to us to find out why. So we thought we would call you, pick your brain a little bit. Maybe you could kind of recap the date a little bit. Maybe give us your point of view if you are interested in him, or maybe you're not interested in him. And that's okay. But if you're not, then we will let him know so he can kind of move on with his life, because he's like, what's up? What did I do? And we're talking about Nolan.
That didn't sound good.
I mean, yeah, I did go out with Nolan. It was all right for the most part. We had a relatively good time. But, you know, I don't know if I want to see him again.
Why?
I mean, so we ended up going back to his place after we went out. And, you know, our conversation was really good. It was flowing. And when we got back to his house, I think the alcohol must have hit him, because he started telling me about all of his mommy issues, and he just started uncontrollably crying. So it got really, really awkward, and I did not know what to do. So I think, like any normal person would do, I just kind of started like rubbing his back, and I moved next to him, and you know, I was trying to just comfort him, and I didn't know what to say. I just kept saying like, I was sorry, and you know, but he was pretty drunk, so I was just kind of, I think his emotions were just kind of flowing, and then it just kind of got like flat out like weird as fuck, because he asked if he could come sit on my lap, and I totally looked at him just confused, and he literally stood up and came and sat on my lap.
What?
And he kind of like laid back a little bit, and he just asked if I could hold him like a baby. And he was just carrying on, and he was crying and crying, and he like put his head on my shoulder, and
oh, no.
He may have been sucking his thumb. I don't even know. It was definitely the weirdest thing I have ever experienced.
Wait a minute, Allison, I didn't think that this would be an issue. You brought up
Nolan?
Multiple times what? That you were the mom of your friend group.
What is going on?
Did you not?
I'm so confused right now.
Sorry, Nolan is Nolan. On the phone.
What?
Allison, I let my guard down with you, and then you say all of this like...
I mean, I'm glad you felt safe and everything, and that I could provide that for you to make you feel a little better, but you're a grown-ass man who cried about your mommy issues on a first date. Like, what else did you expect? Seriously.
Is Nolan a little person? Like, he could just fit on your lap?
No. I mean, he's bigger than I am. He's taller than me, so.
Is this, like, normal first date behavior for you, Nolan? I could see, like, I mean, I think a lot of people would find that a little overwhelming. Like, whoa.
I only went in with this because I felt comfortable enough with Allison to do so.
Like, it was
you
weird.
Were running your fingers
like,
through my hair.
I can't even tell you.
Allison, you were running your fingers through my hair and rubbing my back.
Because she didn't know what to do. Like, she wanted to console you, but she probably wanted to run away at the same time.
Exactly, but you were on top of me, so I couldn't even run away. So I was just trying to be nice.
I would be so uncomfortable in that position. I would be like, I'm sorry, sir, but you're going to have to. I'm going to go.
I would probably just do what Allison did. Like, I guess I'll rub his back or...
Like, yeah, but once he's in your lap,
awkward.
Isn't that weird?
And then you're just, yes, obviously. But it's like, that sounds like such an awkward situation where you just wouldn't know what to do. Like,
yeah.
okay, I think if I just can try to console him until he's done crying, I can get out of here and never talk to him again.
Like, I probably would have blocked him. Yeah.
Is that I probably would have like exposed a breast and tried to feed him.
Oh my gosh.
So loving. There, Nolan. There, Nolan.
I'm sure Nolan would have really appreciated that.
Obviously, you know, we don't want to make you feel bad, Nolan, but like, I do think like if this is something normal for you, you should know that like that's going to catch a lot of people off guard.
I just think it's super uncalled for to completely ignore me.
Oh.
I guess that's better than her telling you what you did was really weird to her. Like, she probably just didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Exactly. I was just trying to be nice about the whole situation because, like, I do feel bad that you have mommy issues, but that's something that kind of, like, you need to work through before you, like, tell someone on a first date about all that stuff.
Maybe work through them before you go on dates.
There is a fetish like this. Where guys want to be treated, they're like a baby, and women pamper them. They put on a diaper and they change the diaper.
What?
Oh. Yeah. Google it.
Nolan's like, that sounds great.
Do they like get wiped, like if they go to the bathroom?
What?
I'm sure. Look at Grant. Grant knows, right? Do they, Grant?
What?
Yeah, they get wiped. They
That's
do all
so
this.
Bad. Yeah. That's so disgusting.
Hold on.
Oh, so
yes,
you
Grant?
Think he was making a move?
I mean, I can't speak for the collective. I can only speak for myself. But yes, I do like to be wiped.
And you hold Grant. I'll hold Grant's ankles with one hand.
Changes his diaper. That's so bad.
It's just, you know, it's a comfort thing, dude. Uh-huh. It just makes me feel good, you know?
Burp him.
Wow.
I'm dead serious. I think this is a legit fetish.
So wow. Whatever okay, mom issues Nolan had, he's trying to replace his mom with dates, right? Is that what we're all
or
picking
women
up?
Well, she in general.
He probably saw by something she did in her behavior, he probably saw that as an open, like, wow, I can
this
maybe explore
maternal.
This fetish, or maybe he doesn't know about the fetish yet, or he's learning about the fetish.
Like, Allison was extra nurturing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Nolan, do you have this fetish? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I mean, I don't know if I would call it a fetish. I just felt like I could be vulnerable with someone like Allison. I wouldn't talk like that with anyone. I wouldn't do those types of things with anyone. I really don't know what to say. I don't know.
I don't think you really need to say anything. I would just like absorb the information and take it with you. And maybe that helps you in a relationship down the road. But I think it's pretty clear Allison is kind of good on this one.
Yeah. I mean, I'm good. I don't really need to see Nolan again. Well, I wish him the best of luck with everything, but.
Okay. So then there will be no second date. Correct, Allison?
Correct. Yeah, I don't really want to see Nolan again, like, ever.
Yeah. All right, Nolan, you got it?
Yeah, I guess I do.
Now, if you want to come here into the studio, I mean, I'm sure Rich and I will take turns hugging you. I'll put a little Vaseline on your uncircumcised little...
Oh, my God. John Jay. Always across the line.
Like, oh, Nolan. It hurts a little bit. Wait till your umbilical cord falls off.
Okay. I'm sorry, Nolan. Sorry, Allison.
How does this get even weirder?
He's a weirdo.
How?
I'll participate in any fetish. I don't care. Aww. I think it's fun.
I feel kind of bad for Nolan, though. Nolan, I hope you find somebody who loves you and will take care of you, because that's sad. I'm sorry.
Google it. Look up that fetish, man. Maybe there's probably fetish groups for that.
Maybe you helped him discover that, John Jay.
I don't know.
All right, man. Well, thanks, Nolan, for coming to us.
Well, thanks.
You got it.
Good luck out there.
All right. That's Second Date Update with John Jay and Rich.